Finally today, a musical visit to Cape Verde, the archipelago off the coast of West Africa. We're going to hear about a young guitarist who grew up on Santiago, the country's largest island. Madeline Bear has today's global hit.
Manuel Lopez Andrade got his nickname Checa early on.
When I was a baby, I kept looking and looking and like checking things out. So the Checa is like check out things.
And later on, that keen eye gave Checa a talent for storytelling. You can hear it on his latest CD, Longi. On this song, Primero Bes Kimba Cinema, Checa recounts the harrowing first time he saw a movie.
Primero Bes Kimba Cinema. Primero Bes Kimba Cinema. Nampera Kalala, Chitaro Plaquina Chum, De vez em quando me ambento, Sempre na hoje, um tanto pouco sei que tá passa.
I was very little, and the first time I saw it, they were projecting the movie on a wall, and all of a sudden I saw somebody on the screen coming with a knife and was going to kill somebody else, and then I got very scared, and I ran to my mother, and I went under her skirt, and I hid there.
It wasn't just movies that were unfamiliar in rural Santiago in the 1980s.
In the village, there was no TV. My father only had like a very small radio, and he didn't let me play with it or like look for other different stations. He would have it on a station, and that was it. We didn't even have electricity.
But they did have music. Checa's father was a violinist who traveled around the countryside with his sons, playing at weddings and baptisms. At 19, Checa left home for the capital, Praia. He arrived at a time when democracy was taking hold on Cape Verde, and the country was experiencing sweeping changes. Musicians who went abroad to study were coming back, and they had a profound effect on Checa.
Then I started to become in touch with other styles of music from around the world, which I didn't even know existed.
His music began to take on Brazilian, West African, and jazz inflections. Checa even experimented with his home island's most iconic musical style, batuku. It's traditionally played by women sitting in a circle.
They put on their lap a piece of fabric and a piece of plastic or something that would give a certain percussive element. And they would make a circle, and one of them would dance in the middle. When you put that into the guitar, it's a little monotonous, so that's when I apply it and created what I just played on top of it.
Santiago is sometimes seen within Cape Verde as being backward, but Checa's music has brought a new sense of local pride. Anthropologist Akintola Hubbard calls Checa the Bob Dylan of Cape Verdean music.
Checa and his contemporaries are all comparable to artists like Bob Dylan, who sort of delved into folk traditions, transferring them from one sector of society to another, and making folk traditions become cool.
And Checa's making these folk traditions known beyond Cape Verde. His album New Monda won a major world music award in 2005. And since then, Checa has been touring nonstop. Sitting in a California hotel room before a concert, he says that his success is all part of a plan.
My first album was called Argi, which means rise up, grow. The second one is Numonda, which means clear the way for the growth. And Longi means grow far, grow high, flourish, blossom.
For the world, I'm Madeline Bear. Oakland, California.
That That's going to do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.